Hauntings, Part 2. The purpose of this portion of the audio is to cover the various reports from visitors, ghost hunting groups, druids, psychics, and a myriad of others. These tales range from the mundane and believable to the humorous or head-scratchingly odd. How much is true, how much fiction or imagination, I don't know. As the curator and guardian at Lichgate, I tried as much as I was able to welcome everyone and their beliefs, so long as they did not bring anger or harm with them. I have been criticized for my openness, and sometimes dealt with people whose beliefs I did not share, but in the end I think that each one of us can bring a bit of light to the whole story, and so are a good thing to combat the darkness of the world around us. Shadows and Sound. Having had the pleasure of meeting in excess of 12,000 people on the grounds at Lichgate, one of the most interesting aspects of these exchanges always occurred when someone would pull me aside and in a conspiratorial whisper ask me if the cottage was haunted. I'd always smile, and I'd ask them why they felt that way or what prompted the question, and in a majority of the cases there would follow up a story about an unusual shadow or sound inside the cottage. Much like my personal experience with a shadow moving across the wall above the fireplace, I have had 20 or so others tell me of the same phenomenon, always inside the main room of the cottage and always high on the wall or on the ceiling itself. To date, no one else has had my experience with a door knocker sounding by itself, but well over 50 different people have told me of hearing footsteps inside the cottage, most of the time on the staircase, where people have awoken to the sound of a person going up or down the stairs. A more vocal-like sound was recorded than the Big Bend ghost hunting team's stay in the cottage back in 2013, when they experienced something they call an electronic voice phenomena, or EVP, inside the cottage. You can view the video taken during this with the accompanying audio by going to our YouTube channel, linked on the homepage at the bottom, and playing the short video of their experience there. Movements. A former gardener with a Mayan garden project was on site one day with her children, and let them go inside the cottage to get some water while she continued working in the garden. Moments later, the children came running from the cottage and breathlessly describing how the rocking chair in the living room had begun moving all by itself. This chair, of course, was Laura's favorite, and the one that prompted the voice experienced by the Big Bend ghost hunters, as I mentioned above. Outside the cottage, many visitors encounter odd movements, especially with the ferns surrounding the cottage or along the brick pathway. A single frond of a fern or a single branch will move a considerable amount while those all around it are quite still. Many skeptics have spent time telling me about microcurrents of air and other things like that, but if you ever see one of these odd swaying fronds, you will see just how unusual they are. I speak a bit about missing items in the audio about the stone heart. Many visitors to Lichgate experience what I like to call misplaced items. This most often takes the form of looking for an item that they just know they laid on the table or picnic blanket, and no matter how hard they look, they just can't seem to find it. When I encountered this, I would just always ask the person to go about their business, spend a little bit of time, and then check back where they think they last had the item. Almost always it would mysteriously return, leaving the visitor puzzled as how they overlooked it during their initial search. I can't tell you how many times I've heard some variation on, "I swear I've looked there," over the years. These misplaced items are a part of the lore of Lichgate, lore passed from one guardian to another, and something I will share with you here. We learned to recognize what we called favored people at Lichgate by the way it forced some people to return. For people whom the place liked, it would seem to make them leave or forget something. A phone left on the table, a flower or rock they meant to take with them, a book loaned but forgotten by the door. Any small thing that would make the person get to the parking lot and realize they had left this or that and walk back up to get it. I have seen people make this leave, parking lot, come back trek 3 times or more before being able to finally leave, and each time I would tell them, well, the place most likely because it wants you to come back. Ghostly guardians. I have used the word guardian many times throughout the audio tour and elsewhere on the site. This is a word chosen carefully and one I'll explore a bit more in the lore section to be added soon. For now, it is enough to say that Lichgate has always had a guardian, an entity to protect the tree, sometimes a person, and sometimes other beings as well. This brings me to the reports of ghostly animals at Lichgate. All of these reports have involved either images of dogs or images of, strangely enough, cows. Dogs make a bit of sense. After all, Laura had a deep love for her pet bulldogs, and they are buried behind the cottage. So someone reporting a ghost dog flitting about after dark kind of makes sense. But ever so often I would have someone come up to me and ask me about seeing a cow in the shadows. You may ask, why cows? For that, we must go back in time to when this was a large field stretching all the way to Tharp Street. Yoke stood near the corner of this field, and you can see images of this under the tour page under past views. The oak was allowed to survive because it provided shade to the livestock. When Laura first arrived on the property in 1954, in fact, she found bones of cows scattered all around. So a previous guardian of the tree was a humble cow who sheltered beneath the tree and I guess sometimes continues to take a stroll around the park. I enjoy collecting stories and I'd love to hear yours, so please feel free to contact us with anything that you might have experienced. The stories I relate here are only a small fraction of the ones I have heard over time, but it gives you a sample of what you might encounter one moonlight night near the Great Oak.